Infrastructure. The Kiambu County Government has entered into a Memorandum of Understanding with the Nation Media Foundation and the Kenya National Library Services, KNLS, to construct a state-of-the-art public library in the area. The project is a key component of the foundation's broader initiative to establish public libraries in 14 counties, lacking educational resources, with a view to enhancing education and literacy across the nation. The Nation Media Library Kiambu will be constructed in Ngewa Ward, Githunguri Sub-County. The project is expected to take 24 weeks to complete, utilizing modern construction technology that allows for a quicker building time compared to traditional materials. This library will serve as a prototype for the other 14 libraries planned for the region. Kiambu was chosen as a pilot project due to its close proximity to Nairobi and its large population of learners. The library aims to accommodate a minimum of 500 users each day. Various photos of the NMGF and Kiambu County government officials during the signing of the KNLS MOU, photos by Helen Lunalo. Kiambu Governor Kamani Wamatangi announced that the county government had allocated land to support the project. The library will serve the entire county, and our young people are very excited about it. Kiambu has numerous schools, colleges, and universities, leading to a high demand for library services. It will undoubtedly be a very busy place, he stated during the MOU signing ceremony in his office. Richard Tobiko, the interim CEO of Nation Media Group, signed the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on behalf of NMF, while Dr. Charles Nzivo, the CEO of KNLS, represented his organization. The event was also attended by Charles Kingethe, the member of the County Assembly from Ngewa. The foundation has collaborated with various partners to support its public libraries initiative. Through this partnership, the foundation will not only build the libraries, but also implement literacy programs aimed at fostering a reading culture among students in nearby schools and communities, with the aim to impact 5 million learners across Kenya within the next 5 years. In addition to providing the land, the Kiambu County government will supply the staff for the library, while the Kenya National Library Service, KNLS, will implement the book management system and furnish the library with books. We are happy that the county government has agreed to collaborate with us. This will become a center of excellence. While there have been many digital advancements in the education sector, physical libraries remain essential. However, we will also include an e-resource center within the library. Additionally, we plan to partner with a global tech company to provide software for the e-resource center, added Tobiko. The Kiambu project will also leverage the Kenya National Library Service's virtual library to enhance access to reading materials. We will focus on integration and the project will receive utmost support from KNLS due to our expertise, ensuring it has a positive impact on the community, stated Dr. Nzivo. Meanwhile, NMF intends to establish public libraries in an additional 14 counties including Lamu, Tana River, Machakos, Kajiado, Tarakanithi, Kirinyaga, Vihiga, Turkana, Homa Bay, Busia, Nyamira, Trans-Nzoia, Samburu and West Pokot.